Welcome to Journal Club. I'm Olive Mitra. Today's episode is about how calorie restriction, once thought to help against chronic kidney disease, can actually make the condition worse. In this episode of Journal Club, we'll see how researchers found a surprising connection between calorie restriction and chronic kidney disease. We'll explore how calorie restriction works in the body, meet the biomolecules crucial to tissue repair, and look at the researchers' experiments. Calorie restriction is nothing new, but the exploration of its molecular mechanisms is relatively recent. Calorie restriction is essentially when you reduce the amount of nutrients you consume. It has been explored by many branches of metabolic science for its potential health benefits. Recent studies, however, have shown that calorie restriction has had negative side effects for patients who have suffered an ischemic renal injury, or IRI. IRIs can be caused by dehydration, shock, physical trauma, or kidney transplant. Like all ischemic injuries, blood flow is interrupted, reducing the oxygen and nutrient flow to the organ. When blood flow is interrupted to the kidney from an IRI, scarring and tissue damage can occur to the network of small tubes in the kidney, called tubules. Since the kidneys filter out waste from our blood, scarring in the kidney tubules can prevent waste removal, leading to a buildup of waste molecules, further impairing their function. A horrible feedback loop that doesn't lead anywhere good. IRI can lead to acute kidney infection, or AKI. Once AKI sets in, the authors argue that damage to kidney tissue almost always leads to chronic kidney disease, and eventually renal failure. Calorie restriction was thought to lighten the load on kidney functioning and was a common part of treatment. It was thought to prevent kidney disease from getting worse. In IRI cases, however, caloric restriction has been shown to enhance multiple factors that lead to chronic kidney disease. In order to see how this works, we need to get down to the molecular level. Differentiated cells in the organs busily go about their jobs, silently regulated by complex molecular mechanisms called pathways. Pathways can be focused around specific biomolecules and how they act on other molecules to give cells instructions to do things like replicate, make proteins, or self-destruct. For example, some biomolecules kick into action when the organ is stressed and turn on mechanisms engaged in cellular repair, while others may stop or turn off certain cellular functions before they get out of hand. One such function is autophagy, a cell's breakdown and reabsorption of damaged components. If the mechanisms are compromised, then the tissue could face further damage like fibrosis and overactive autophagy. The authors were particularly interested in the MTORC1 pathway, which is centered around a complex molecule that controls cell growth functions and has a big impact on renal tubule repair and control of autophagy. MTORC1, a useful abbreviation for mammalian target of rapamycin complex 1, controls the expression of other biomolecules and genes related to cell growth and tissue repair. It is heavily dependent on nutrients and will not activate if there aren't enough nutrients in the renal environment. MTORC1 activation starts a metabolic process, turning on and off other biomolecules downstream, like a Rube Goldberg machine. Each step in the pathway triggers the next step downstream. Let's take a glance at how this pathway works. Triggered by nutrient levels in the blood, MTORC1 controls the activation of other downstream proteins, which have more specific functions, such as ribosomal protein S6 kinase beta 1, or PS6K for short. PS6K is an enzyme that triggers genes for cellular growth, regenerating damaged tubule tissues in the kidney. To further support cell growth, MTORC1 also acts to inhibit autophagy when activated, making a crucial factor in controlling the cell's enthusiasm for self-digestion. Think of it like feast and famine. When the body is full of nutrients, MTORC1 activates cellular mechanisms to grow new cells. When the body is lacking in nutrients, the cell eats itself to maintain homeostasis. This is the core idea behind using calorie restriction as a treatment. When the body is starved for nutrients, cells will clear out damaged components to make way for new cell growth and tissue regeneration. Calorie restriction limits the amount of nutrients available to the body and therefore has a big impact on whether or not MTORC1 comes out to play. Not enough nutrients means no expression of MTORC1, which in turn means limited tissue regeneration and unchecked autophagy, resulting in more damage to already injured tissue. The authors identified the MTORC1 pathway as an essential player in why calorie restriction causes harm post-IRI. The researchers were interested in exploring the MTORC1 pathway using metabolomics analysis, a holistic look at all of the interactions of MTORC1. The idea here is that looking at MTORC1's interactive relationships with other biomolecules may provide insight into how to mitigate the negative effects of calorie restriction. While many procedures can be applied within the umbrella of metabolomics analysis, the authors used histological analysis, immunohistochemistry imaging, and immunoblot procedures to investigate calorie restriction's impact on the MTORC1 pathway. Histological analysis and immunohistochemistry show tissue structures and identify biomolecules of interest in a tissue sample. The samples are either frozen or suspended in a paraffin wax, with extremely thin cross-sections that are sliced from the sample, prepared with various dyes and stains, and mounted on slides. Histological analysis involves looking at tissue structure under a microscope. This process can be useful for examining tissue damage for signs of fibrosis in the tubules of the kidney. Immunohistochemistry, on the other hand, uses imaging to show accumulations of biomolecules like proteins on the prepared sample. Chemically or radiologically tagged antibodies, specifically coded to bond with their complementary proteins, are scanned and imaged, giving details about spatial location. Areas with high concentrations of the tagged antibody in the imaged data show the presence of the protein of interest. Immunoblot test, also called the Western blot test, is a procedure that also looks for protein expression in a blood or tissue sample. The key difference being that immunoblotting requires samples to be broken down, separating and sorting molecular components via chromatography or mass spectrometry. The presence of particular downstream molecules, or their absence, can tell researchers if certain steps in a metabolic pathway were triggered upstream. While unable to show spatial location, immunoblotting can detect much smaller concentrations of molecules, adding detail to molecular analysis. These combined procedures gave crucial data on the effects of calorie restriction in the experimental trials. For all the experiments, the researchers subjected mice to IRI, then monitored them for 13 days, at which point the kidneys were removed and prepared for analysis. Generally, mice were placed into two groups, those with calorie restriction and those with no calorie restriction. The researchers then created different tests using different biomarkers, all related to the MTORC1 pathway, to evaluate the impact that calorie restriction had on three key areas related to kidney disease. Number one, renal tubule repair. Number two, fibrosis. And number three, autophagy. Let's take a look at each experiment and their associated biomolecules. Renal tubule repair happens when cells get the instruction to begin proliferating from ribosomal protein S6 kinase beta 1, or PS6K for short. PS6K is an enzyme that regulates cell growth and is a downstream target of MTORC1 activation. It switches other proteins on and off to engage cellular mechanisms for cell growth and replication. Mice in this experiment had PS6K injected into the kidney tissue to see the impacts on tubule repair. Mice with higher levels of PS6K showed significantly reduced tubule damage and fibrosis in tissue analysis tests. Immunoblot analysis confirmed elevated PS6K levels in samples with reduced tubule damage. Mice treated with calorie restriction and injected with PS6K showed increased repair of kidney tubules, demonstrating that PS6K could reverse the adverse effects of calorie restriction. Fibrosis is a scarring of kidney tissue and can be particularly harmful in the renal tubules, the fine tubules that process blood and fluids in the kidney. The walls of these tubes are filled with tiny holes that filter out waste and intake nutrients like amino acids and glucose. Fibrosis of these walls means the small holes are scarred over, no longer able to intake nutrients, damaging kidney function. In this particular experiment, the mice were given supplemental nutrients to gauge the impact on the MTORC1 pathway in a calorically deprived state. Glucose and the amino acid BCAA were injected into the mice. Analysis showed a reduction of fibrosis in samples from mice given glucose, implying an increase in MTORC1 activation. Histological staining and imaging did not show significant fibrosis reduction in groups given amino acid, but immunoblot showed high levels of PS6K expressed in the mice given glucose. This implies that glucose is the essential nutrient that triggers MTORC1 activation and can mitigate calorie restriction's effects by reinvigorating the MTORC1 pathway. The researchers wanted to explore the relationship between calorie restriction-induced MTORC1 inhibition and autophagy. To do this, they bred a specific litter of mice that were unable to produce ATG7, a protein that has been shown to be crucial for autophagy in previous studies. The researchers believed that autophagy was responsible for much of the tissue damage caused by calorie restriction. So, they assumed that histological analysis would show reduced kidney tissue damage in mice whose autophagy ability was suppressed. Their assumptions were correct. Mice who could not express ATG7 and were therefore less able to activate autophagy had significantly less tissue damage than mice who could express ATG7. Having confirmed autophagy as the primary culprit in damaging kidney tissue from calorie restriction, the researchers could focus on finding treatments that stimulated MTORC1 activation to prevent excessive autophagy. The researchers found conclusively that calorie restriction had a direct inhibiting influence on MTORC1, but they also found that the negative impacts of calorie restriction could be mitigated. For example, glucose was found to be the nutrient that had the most impact on MTORC1 activation. So even in situations where calorie restriction is part of treatment, additional glucose can be directly applied to stimulate MTORC1 activation. Increasing PS6K levels during calorie restriction could stimulate the MTORC1 pathway as well, allowing patients to get the benefits of calorie restriction while reducing harm to the kidneys. By looking at the downstream effects of metabolic pathways through a more holistic viewpoint, researchers can develop treatments that can support tissue regeneration and counter negative effects of calorie restriction in certain cases. Metabolomics allows understanding the complex interplay of biomolecules and systems as they work to keep us alive. This is applicable across many medical fields as researchers and clinicians look for ways to make treatments more precise and focused for patients. Novel treatments can target downstream biomolecules in the pathway or supplement crucial biomolecules that can help mitigate adverse effects. Understanding metabolic pathways in different contexts can help one-size-fits-all become a starting point and not an endpoint for personalized medicine and effective healthcare. To investigate the tissue images for yourself and read about additional experiments, download the paper and dive right on in. Today's episode of Journal Club was written and performed by me, Olive Mitra, with writing support from Malcolm Diggs. It was produced by Luis Lopez. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you tomorrow.